Some 5 million children who could get free health care coverage are not getting it, according to a new study put together by the Urban Institute, the State Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, and Medicaid provides low-cost and free coverage, but millions of eligible children are not enrolled to get the health care. The study was funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which also is a funder for NPR. Dr. Risa Leviso-Mori is the foundation's senior vice president. She's in our studio. Welcome to you. Tell us, who are these children? What's their background?
Most of these children are children that are in working families. 8 out of 10 children and uninsured in our country these days are in working families, and many of them don't realize that they're eligible for this kind of insurance.
Mm-hmm. And are they all over the country? I know the Urban Institute provided data on a state-by-state basis, or are there more of them in the South or some?
Well, they're pockets where there are more children, but if you look across the country, there's every single state has improvements they can make in terms of getting children who should be enrolled actually enrolled.
Mm-hmm. So what is the reason? If these things are out there, why aren't they taking advantage of them?
That's a great question, and most of the reason is that parents just don't realize that they may be eligible. They think, we work, we are not on welfare, we're not eligible for this insurance.
And they just assume this?
They just assume it, and it's based on long-held beliefs about what kinds of insurance is available to people who are low or moderate income and how you have to live in order to be eligible.
Who is eligible for this?
Since CHIP was initiated 5 years ago, we now have very simple enrollment for people that are low and moderate income. So for a family of four, they can make $36,000 and in some states more and still be eligible for this kind of low-cost or free health insurance. The best thing that people can do is call the number, the toll-free number, and find out, because they're often surprised that the eligibility is a higher level than they thought.
Why don't you go ahead and give us the toll-free number?
It's 1-877-KIDS-NOW.
Even if you'd heard about a program like this, you'd think, oh, the bureaucracy, the paperwork, I'll never get through it, it's not worth it.
And, you know, a few years ago, you would have been right. But now there's been enormous simplification. So a lot of these forms are one page. They don't require an interview. You don't have to bring in reams and reams of paper. It's really very easy. And it's just unfortunate that the message hasn't gotten out as widely as we'd like it to.
Well, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to get the word out?
Well, coast to coast, there will be events, over 1,000 events coast to coast in different cities, states, county fairs, you name it, to go where people both work and play and spend their time. Let them know that enrollment is possible. Mm-hmm. Even more, we're going to partner. We already have partnered with Giant Foods, who are going to put the 1-877-KIDS-NOW number on the milk cartons. Mm-hmm. CVS is going to be issuing with their prescriptions a little notice about this. So many, many business partners and organizations are coming together and saying, we can work together and get the word out.
This is really part of a back-to-school push then, eh?
Exactly right. This is a time when people are thinking about what their kids need. They're thinking about getting them ready for school, getting a checkup so that they can play sports or get their eyes tested and be healthy when see the blackboard when they go back to school. And so it seems like an ideal time to have them think about putting this on the back-to-school checklist.
Thank you very much. Dr. Risa Leviso-Mori of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. That foundation's Covering Kids program tries to put together low-income children with free or low-cost health care coverage.